following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
Welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. I am here with wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Daphne, I am so glad we're going to talk about what it is that you do, because you're amazing. you do so many things for families. And I will tell you, in the last probably 4 days, I've been speaking directly to family members. And in every single case that I've talked to, it's like your name has come up, because you are such an important, pivotal part of helping families here in the area. And I'm glad we're taking the time today to talk about a little bit about what you do, and really what should families expect from someone like you that when you come in and help.
Well, I think it's important to connect with someone who's a professional. Mm-hmm. And what that means to me in my world is somebody who can do the right thing for the right reason every time, and take themselves out of the equation and really look at the family and the elders and be an active listener, be able to figure out what's behind those words, to help guide them, be able to discern really what's important in our given situation. Every situation is different. And some of the areas that we talk about, and, you know, there's big elephants in the room and then the ones that we don't even acknowledge.
In every family.
That's right. But some of the obvious ones are, first of all, how do we pay for this care that we're thinking about? You know, having mom or dad leave their home, or they're not going to be with me anymore. They've been with me for a year and a half, and care has progressed to a place that I can't do it, or our quality of our relationship is changing. How do I begin to pay for this? So we can talk about those issues. I think a professional should have a wide range of information. Also, location is very important. And what's your flexibility in finding the right building or home that your loved one will spend 168 hours a week in,
right,
versus you having to drive 20 minutes, or do you need to drive 2 minutes? And us having that conversation, what is the reality of your day? What are the things that give your family member joy? What are the things that upset them?
Yeah.
Let's set them up for success.
Sure.
It is the details of life that create a positive quality life.
Right, right.
Paying attention to, you know, mom just cannot stand the noise of a yapping dog. Well, don't have yapping dogs, you know, if that's a for sure, or if that's a wish list. You know, mom's okay with dogs, but it'd be nicer if they weren't there.
Right.
Paying attention to those little details. I think in terms of a professional, they should know what the WACs are that regulate placement companies and
that's interesting.
Uphold them.
Tell me about the laws that I know that, you know, you hear of placement companies, and I'm sure that there's some sort of regulations.
There
around
are.
That.
The state of Washington does have WACs that are specific to placement companies. I will boldly say that not everyone is paying attention to those yet, because they're not, you know,
enforced. Yeah,
they're not enforced right now. But I believe a professional should be able to say, I have been in that home, and per the WAC, I believe it's at 6 months, or I've been in that facility. I know what the personality is. I know what their structure is in terms of finances. Do they convert to Medicaid? Don't they? The professional should know if there's any enforcements against a particular facility or community. And that enforcement that's come down from the state needs to be disclosed to
you. And also, I'm sure you're aware of the recent state surveys that happen on properties. So like, for example, I remember when my mom was in the hospital, and all of a sudden they said, well, we're going to send her to rehab. That's the idea. They just told me where she was going. I didn't think I even had a choice.
You do have a choice. and they can give you a list and say, you know, here's some in the local area. And that social worker at the hospital certainly has those resources for you to look at. And that's a good example of you taking that on yourself as a family member who doesn't even know what I'm supposed to know.
No, you kind of feel like you're just kind of, you know, a deer in the headlights, kind of being pulled along for the ride. And, you know, they're having you sign documents that you don't know really what you're signing.
That's right.
And so certainly to have somebody like you to to help guide you along the way.
That's
It's huge.
And that is what we do. We guide. We are not attorneys. We are not financial planners. You know, we are people who have enough information to know what you should be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what is a pulsed form? I've never heard of a pulsed form. Well, that's
right.
A conversation we would have.
Right.
Aid in attendance. I've never heard of aid in attendance. Well, are you a veteran? Did you serve during wartime? That professional should be able to guide you in the direction. We function as an information post.
That's lovely. And that's wonderful. And obviously, you can look at a care plan. When mom or dad gets released, let's say from rehab, and the old familiar term of, you know, mom's going to be there for one more week or she goes on private pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to find a place for dad to live.
Right. That's where I step in. And hopefully in the rehab facility that they have introduced you to a placement navigator or an advisor who can help you,
mm-hmm.
Because it's overwhelming. And that should start when mom gets to the rehab facility, not when you're into it for two weeks or 3 weeks. A lot of protocols have changed now from what you may have thought. That, again, is a professional placement person will help you in knowing what are the changes.
Right.
We work alongside social workers. We work alongside nurses at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we help kind of ask the questions that you may not have known what to ask.
Right. We are talking to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, tell us a little bit about what areas that you serve.
I serve everywhere from Marysville down to Olympia. I will say I just went to Orcas Island last weekend.
Oh my gosh,
to meet
my
a
favorite
new client.
Place.
It is one of my favorite. And so I took the ferry early in the morning to go meet a new client up there. It was delightful. So each situation is a little different, but where I am the strongest in is King and Pierce County along with Thurston County.
Yeah, that's a big area, girl.
It is. Well, 17 years is a long time to be doing this.
That's a pretty big area. So how did, you know, what's the first steps? Like, when should a family think about reaching out to you?
So let's give a traditional kind of scenario.
Yeah.
That mom got to the hospital. She's now being discharged, can't go home quite yet. She's had three midnights
mm-hmm.
In a hospital, so she's qualified for her Medicare coverage in a skilled nursing facility. And as soon as you get there, I would be asking about how do I navigate when mom's not
right
here anymore.
Right.
We assume she's going to go home, but maybe not. And so people can get a hold of me that, you know, at that time,
mm-hmm.
even in the hospital is a good time. I may be able to give you some guidance in terms of what are the possibilities for rehab communities and what their strengths and gifts are in each one. But to contact me and just let me walk alongside you. I don't make any decisions. You make the decisions. I just really make that internet or the yellow pages a lot smaller given
yes.
your situation.
Well, and you know, here's the reality of it. We don't even know, the average person doesn't even know what questions to ask.
No.
If you go visit a retirement community.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in and every place from an outsider looks the same. Everybody tells you their own, you know, spiel that says this is why our place is better than anybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
And then your phone starts blowing up because everybody's trying to get your parent to move into their facility.
Right.
And it's not that simple. I mean, it's more complex. The process is more complex for an average person. And having somebody like you that will sit down and say, what's your greatest values? What's most important to you? If you're a knitter or do art, there's communities out there that are very supportive of arts and crafts.
That's right.
And things like that. And you know who they are.
I do. I know who they are. I just had a family yesterday that I met with, and I started working with them in the summertime, and they went off in a direction that they thought was going to be best. And now they're working with me again, and they're saying, Daphne, be honest and direct. Don't sugarcoat anything.
Yeah.
This is hard. We thought we made a good decision. And
mm-hmm.
so part of my job is to just tell you unbiased, factual information based
absolutely.
On the information you're giving me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, once mom or dad gets placed, obviously, in a community, then what happens with you?
Well, certainly with me, with Pinnacle mm-hmm. Senior Placements and working with Daphne or any of our employees, you will have follow-up after that.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound really crass, but we do not warehouse people. We right. uphold people's dignity and quality of life in a safe environment.
That.
And so we follow up with you, the family, and with the care facility and making sure that everything that was needed or ordered for your loved mm-hmm. one to be successful has gotten into place, whether that be physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, medications are on board, there's an extra heater that got put into the building. I mean, whatever it is, into the room, we make sure to follow up. Or if there's any surprises that you said, Daphne, you told me that this was going to happen and it's not yet. I said, well, let's get on this. Let's figure it out. And well, I can be the person.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of the squeaky wheel for you, the family.
Do you ever find, too, that mom or dad get into a facility or, you know, community and they just don't like it?
Or they don't get assimilated into it.
Right.
And so and that's where we follow up, you know, certainly 2 or 3 days after someone moves in, and we follow up to 90 days, depending upon the situation. But that can happen, and that's where I can come in and say, what is a normal expectation? Many times families say to me, but I don't know if I'm complaining or if this is a real desire that I should mm-hmm. be expecting.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I can help you and help with the communication, because people are successful when you have an open dialogue.
Absolutely.
And that can be scary sometimes, you know, because this is my mom. And now are they going to have preconceived ideas about my mom because I'm saying these things?
But here's the other side of it. I bet mom is going to say things to you that she's not necessarily going to say to daughter or son.
Good point, Suzanne. A lot of times, because they want to save face, and
right.
no matter what's going on with them, they are still your mom
mm-hmm.
or your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking to a stranger, talking to somebody that they don't have 70, 80 years mm-hmm. of history with, can sometimes be a little safer. And I can find out information that families can't.
Right. Right. And the bottom line is here that we haven't even brought up, your services are free.
They are completely free to my families. I'm paid by communities, and I work with every single community in the state of Washington. My belief is to do the right thing for the right reason every single time. And so I'm paid like a realtor.
That's wonderful. So Daphne, how do we reach you?
You can reach me on the phone at 855-734-1500. Again, that's 855-734-1500.
Great. And your website is?
My website is PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.
Daphne, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Thanks again.
Thank you.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.